Today's winning team, that is owner of Hendrick Motorsports, Rick Hendrick, and the vice chairman of Hendrick Motorsports, Jeff Gordon. Gentlemen, take this one, obviously. Huge win for Chase personally with this being his home track, but it really seems now that potentially after a lot of parity, Chase may be the championship favorite. What do you think about this win and his prospects as we head to the playoffs in, seven races?
Well, it's he's on a roll. We awful close last week, and you know, then bringing this one home. So, you know, we're excited. I think they've gained a lot of momentum, and they had some rough luck, and now it looks like they are really poised to move on. So, we just got to keep it going. This is a tough business. These cars are so close, and anything can happen. A pit stop, and you're in a big jam. So, but I know it means a lot to him to win at this track, to him and his family, and so this was a great day.
I would just add, I mean, I just saw a look in his eye today all day. When we saw him this morning, you could just hear in his voice over the radio, he's very just focused and determined, and you know, you get there from already having a couple wins under your belt, the team starting to gel, leading the points, coming to your home track, you know, sponsors like Napa, hometown for them, Hooters, and so you know, this was I think just a lot of motivation behind it and confidence coming into it, and now I think the confidence is only going to build among him and the team. So that's a great combination to have at this point in the season.
Okay, if you have questions for Mr. Hendrick or Jeff, raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll start at the end here, and then go to Mark.
Dom Joseph, Griffin Daily News, for Rick and Jeff. 25 years ago, Jeff won his second Winston Cup here at this track, and here we are today. Chase already has a NASCAR Cup and gets his first win at home. Just talk about how Hendrick is still one of the most, if not the most, dominant team in NASCAR today.
Well, you know, it's all about the people, and if you go back and look at Victory Lane, this guy picked me up, so I thought it was pretty impressive that he could do that. You know, it's all about the people, and you know, we've got young people. We have people that have been there a long time, guys like Jeff that won championships and helped build the organization. And I think we just keep that competitive spirit. And, you know, we want to be there every year. We know we can't win all the races and can't win all the championships. But if you keep the core together, I think you're going to at least be there every year to participate. And I'm really proud of our guys. This is the best all four cars have ever, crew chiefs have ever worked together. So I think it's going to be a great year for us. I hope we can keep the momentum going in the chase.
Yeah, I just think it starts with the foundation. And I think of the first day that I came to Hendrick Motorsports and the foundation that Rick had already built there. I mean, they had great, you know, people and engineering and race cars and drivers. And you know, it was just all about putting it all together at the right time, like we did in 95. And it just seems like since 1995, you know, this organization's just been on an incredible roll of realizing what they're capable of and just building on that. And so, you know, the foundation is still incredibly strong. It's a little bit deeper now, too, because of all the years of success. But I think Rick nailed it. We've got, I think, the best group of drivers, crew chiefs, engineering staff, just depth throughout the organization. You know, it's the best that I've ever seen, and the communication on top of that. So the way they're sharing information, and listen, we came into this year with so many unknowns, coming off of a dominant year with building our own cars and you know, understanding what it took to have that kind of success, and we just had no idea what that was, you know, what those ingredients were going to be with this type of a car. And the nice thing is, it's still all about the people and the foundation.
Go to Mark.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Sort of following up on that, guys. Just want to know what the number 287 means. That's how many career wins now for Team Hendrick.
That means I'm an old man. No, it's, you know, we put all the wins on the wall, and you know, it's, we've been doing this a long time, and I remember when he was like 20. And now he's 51.
Next month.
Yeah. And but, you know, I think it's just the pride and, you know, I never thought we'd get to 150, and then I didn't think we'd be able to catch Richard's record. And now it looks like we might be able to get to 300 here one of these days. So, but it's a heck of a feat to get wins like that in this series.
Any other questions for Mr. Ace or Jeff? Let's go to Nate. I'm sorry, Christian. Yep. Go to Nate over here, then we'll go to Christian, then Matt.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. I got a couple. First would be for either of you. Chase's performance today, I mean, it seemed like maybe he had the best car, but it seemed like he was making the best moves, particularly in the last three laps. Just how you would evaluate him as a super speedway racer.
Well, I go back to just the focus that I saw in him before the race and just listening to him on the radio. Got to give a lot of credit to Eddie DeHunt and his spotter too, giving him a lot of great information. Those two guys just really in sync. Great calls also, in the pits to try to get the best tires, manage the fuel mileage as well as track position, which was obviously very important. But I think it was pretty obvious early on, when he could get up into those first couple rows, he had a car that if he made the right decisions and moves, he could get to the lead and kind of control the race. So clearly he had a lot of confidence in his car and in his abilities today. But, I mean, it's always a team effort. I know we say that all the time. But, even in Victor Lane, I looked at him and said some things to him that you don't always say. And it's just because he to me, gave me that feeling, all of us on the team, that feeling. Even on the box when it was all over, Alan Gustafson was immediately just going, how about that guy today? How about that guy today? So they clearly give a lot of credit to the job that Chase did today. He's an amazing super speedway racer. Yeah. But I think here what I like about this track is that you've got the little bit of combination of super speedway and handling. And so I think it almost even plays a little bit better into somebody like Chase Elliott's hands and the way he likes race, but he's clearly all good at Talladega and Daytona as well.
He's a smart driver, really smart. He knows when to make the move. Sometimes you're thinking, hey, I think it's time to go, and he'll sit there, and then when he sees it, it's the right time, he makes it. Very seldom does he make a mistake.
And didn't panic when he did lose the lead there. Those were intense restarts. I mean, I know how we were feeling it up on the box. I can only imagine what it's like inside the car, but he stayed so calm during those situations to get himself back to the lead.
And then, Rick, I think after Williams win here in March, you said you could probably six is the limit in terms of how many super speedway style races. So I this might be a question for Jeff, too, since I know you deal with the Bills now, too. You get the win from Chase, but you lose the 24 and the 48 and the fives involved in the crash. I guess, how do you look at a day like that?
You know, it's always bittersweet when you have cars that are all running really well and you come away with one, but only one can win. And, they'll have their turn. It's when you look up and you see one of your cars backwards or in a wreck, destroyed, you feel for those guys, because William had a fast car, and he just has had the rottenest luck, he and Alex both. And so, and actually Kyle, too. But, if we come with speed, we're going to win a few. It is really tough when you see cars go out of the race, but, winning is what we're here for. So we celebrate with Chase, and we know the guys had speed, and we'll go to the next race.
Christian, Matt, Dustin.
Christian Coley, kickingthetires.net. This is kind of a question for both of you, kind of branching off that one. Kind of speaking on the success of all four teams this year, how has Chase Elliott's last few wins kind of reignited the fire that kind of got burnt out there for a little bit after Byron's kind of fell off? And it just everything, how is the organization as a whole going to just team up and work towards making one goal as a championship?
Well, the crew chiefs are working together better than I've ever seen them before. And the drivers sharing information in the meetings, doing a race on rain out, they go together and come up with a plan. And they're going to race all the way to the end that way. It did last year with Chase and Kyle. And one of them, when you can take two to the final four, then you've had a really good year. And one of them is got a good shot to win. So Our job is just to give them the best equipment, and they know that when you get in the chase, don't quit doing what's gotten you here. That's sharing, working together, and as long as we do that, I think we'll have a great opportunity to end up in Phoenix.
Matt?
Matt Weaver, Racing America. I know you guys are focused on the win in this moment, but I wanted to ask you guys about Corey, too, because I know Corey reached out during his free agency about a potential ride. What do you guys think of him as a racer, even in kind of gracious defeat today? He had nothing bad to say about Chase and said, you know, wins are so important, and, you know, we all had to go for it. So what do you guys think?
I mean, I like Corey's attitude, and I like his drive. I mean, he's got a lot of passion, and he showed that today. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, with the way it ended up for him, but I thought, you know, he and the team and the car showed a lot today. And, you know, you want a guy like that who has the pedigree that he has the passion that he has, and the work ethic to get the opportunity that you know, he's searching for. But I think today will certainly go a long way. And, you know, we've got a great relationship with Spire. And so it was a lot of fun watching them racing hard, but also working together there at the end. I kind of wish it could have been a 1-2 instead of the way it ended up. But, you know, he's a guy that's been around the sport a long time and knows the ebbs and the flows. And I think his performance today is going to do more for him than you know, maybe what the result will show.
Yeah. Go here to Dustin and then over here.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Let me just ask Rick just about that, just following up on what Matt's question was. Look, Rick, you've talked about it's about people in the sport and relationships. Obviously, you've had a relationship with Corey's dad and maybe a little bit with Corey. But, again, I know the bottom line is it's about winning for your organization. But to see Corey up there, what was it like for you to see that from a personal standpoint?
Well, I was proud. I was excited. And if we couldn't win, I really wanted him to win. We do the motors for him. We share a lot of things with them. And he's a great guy, and I think a whole lot of, you know, Dickerson and those guys. And, you know, that was a Cinderella story. And I would have loved this. If we couldn't win, I wanted him to win because he drove a heck of a race and did a heck of a job. He looked as good as anybody in this field out there today.
And Jeff, look, this season's all been about unpredictability and ups and downs. And for as strong as your organization is, the 9 team seems to have had maybe more consistency than just about any other team out there this year. What is it that you see, or what are some of the things that they're doing well or going well for them that they're kind of not having this up and down that even some of the top teams have from week to week with this new car and limited practice and everything else?
Yeah, you know, as you guys are saying that, it makes me think back to earlier in the year when they were very consistent but not getting the wins, and everybody's putting the focus on the guys, you know, like Byron and others that were getting the wins, and it was, well, where are the wins for the 9 team? And now all of a sudden the wins are coming. But the consistency's kind of been there, you know, from the beginning for them. And now I think they're on, you know, more of a roll as far as figuring out how to get their car in position at the end of these races to get the wins, and you know, everything's got to come together, the pit stops, everything, so you're constantly working on that. But you got to think of you know, Alan, the years that he and Chase have been together, the team in general, just not a lot of turnover within that team, so that they're a very solid group. They showed it, you know, 2 years ago when they won the championship, showed it again last year going all the way to the Final Four and battling for the championship in position, really. You know, that thing, you know, that race could have gone any which way at Phoenix there in the closing laps. I think they're just, you know, following up the consistency that they just have as a group who works together, and I think it's showing up on the racetrack.
Go up here.
Hi, Joe Adji, Noonan Times Herald, and this question is for Jeff. You won a number of times at your home track. This is the first time that Chase has won a cup race at his home track. I was wondering if you could talk about the psychological advantage behind winning at your home track compared to other tracks.
Well, I mean, he has a great fan following everywhere he goes, but, you know, here, there's no doubt it's something special to him. And, you know, he's a hometown kind of guy. I mean, you say my home track, that was my adopted track, right? Which, if you're talking about Indianapolis, and I had, everybody tells me, well, you had multiple home tracks. Which one was it? He's got one, you know, and it's here in Georgia. He's a Georgia guy through and through, from the sports teams to living here, you know, his family legacy. And so I know this one meant a lot because he's been close a couple other times, and I've seen the hurt when it didn't come through of what it meant to him to not get it done. So I know today, and you could just see, you know, the way he interacted with the fans because he knew how much this one meant to him as well as to his fans.
Any further questions for Jeff or Mr. H? Okay. I think